Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Life or death? That, in the simplest terms, is the question posed to us by Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Good Friday, and I'm not quite sure why it's called good, is what we humans do when we are left to ourselves. We kill the Lord. We did this literally 2,000 years ago when the religious leaders banded together with the political leaders to crucify Jesus. We do it spiritually today whenever we banish the Lord from our lives and follow our own ways instead. Easter, on the other hand, is what the Lord does despite what we humans can do. Easter is when the Lord conquers death with life. He did this literally 2,000 years ago when he rose from death on the third day. And he does it spiritually today, whenever he lifts us up out of our own deadness and gives us a new and a higher life. The angels who were at the tomb understood this very well when the women had come to the Lord's tomb and they said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" It's our belief that all angels were once human beings living on this earth. And so from our perspective, those angels knew exactly what the women were going through in their own way. They had faced this world. They had faced its darkness and its deadness and its pain. They had struggled just as those women struggled with life and with death. And they had made the choice for life. And they were now experiencing that life in the spiritual world. They were experiencing the life of the Lord in heaven. And so they were speaking from experience when they said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" They knew about both death and life, and they were experiencing the life of the Lord. For them, the Lord was not dead. The Lord was never dead. He was alive and in their hearts and minds. He was a presence with them. That was where the wonderful radiant light that almost blinded the women came from, was the Lord's light, the Lord's love, shining through them from within. Why do you look for the living among the dead? We humans tend to look for life in things that have no life in them. One of the dead things we look for life in is money. We think that if we could just make a lot of money, we would be happy and feel alive. But as the old saying goes, money can't buy you love. Warren Buffett, a man who has made a lot of money, understands this. At a recent stop at the College of Management of Georgia Tech, he joked with the people there, "You can't buy love. It's very irritating. It'd be so much easier just to write a check. I'd like $1 million worth of love." You can get $1 million worth of sex, but... And with joking aside, he goes on to say, "You're only going to be loved if you're lovable. If you are, you get it back in spades. The truth is, you always get back more than you give away." Some people never learn that. They're busy cheating people, cutting corners, lying to them, all kinds of things, and they think they're a success because they have tens of millions of dollars later in life. I don't think they're a success, and I don't think deep down that they feel like they are a success. Those are all words from Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest men in the world. And I suppose we could say that's easy for Warren Buffett to say. But wealthy people, if they reflect on their situation at all, know and will realize that their money does not make them happy. And even if they don't realize it, everyone else can read it in the tabloids, all about these people with lots and lots of money who are living very painful and difficult lives. You read about their divorces, you read about their disappointments, you read about their diseases, and you read about their deaths. Even if they don't recognize it, we can see it for ourselves in the daily news. Even the wealthiest people also, if they're heart is on money, never feel that they have enough. In fact, a survey once showed that Americans in general think they would be doing fine if they could only make 10% more than they're making right now. And that was true whether they were making $30,000 a year or $500,000 a year. If I could just make 10% more, I'd be doing fine. Money is just one of the places we look for the living among the dead. Men look for life in fancy cars and sports and Rolex watches. Women look for love in clothes, in beauty, in big houses and expensive diamonds. And we all have an alarming tendency to look for love and life in alcohol, in drugs, in food, in physical pleasures of various kinds where we think we will find life and love. But we never find it in those things. And yet we continue feverishly trying, thinking that if it didn't work out last time, it's just that we didn't get it quite right. Maybe we didn't get enough. Maybe we just have to do it one better. And this time it will work. So we keep looking for love and life in the same places that we never got it before, thinking against all rationality and logic that if we do the same thing even harder, it'll work the next time. What a mess we humans are. Thousands of years of looking for living among the dead. Thousands of years of turning to money and war and sex and power and pleasure, and has it brought us happiness? Has it brought us life? There is still just as much pain and heartbreak and death in the world as there ever was after all those thousands of years of our useless human efforts to make life and to buy love for ourselves. Easter is what breaks that feverish human cycle of searching for life in things that are dead. The women came to the tomb expecting to find a dead body. They had the spices all prepared to anoint the body of the one that they had called Lord. They were ready to pay their respects. They were ready to give a decent burial to the one they had loved, the one who was life itself. But their spices had to be put aside for another day. They had to be put aside for another death, because at the tomb there was no death. There was only life at that tomb. "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" the angel had asked, with that gleaming light practically blinding the women with radiance. "He is not here," they said, "but he has risen." The angels did know all about life and death. They had lived out their lives here on earth, facing the darkness and struggles and pain of this world. And they had risen from death themselves, not in their own power, but in the Lord's power. And they knew the life of the Lord. They knew the life that can never come from our own efforts, but only from our Lord, from our God, from our Creator. Those angels spoke from their own experience, from what they had known and what they now knew. They spoke from a place of having the living Lord in their hearts and their minds every day. And so they said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" We can look for the living among the dead if we want to. The Lord will let us try out every possibility in life. He wants us to find out, not just because He says so, but from our own experience, that our ideas of life will never bring us life. It will never bring us the life that we are truly looking for. The Lord lets us try out money and cars and beauty and houses and all kinds of physical and worldly pleasures just to see if they'll work. Because He wants us to realize for ourselves that we will not find life in those things. As with those angels, He wants us to know from experience that true life comes only from the Lord. "For the Lord is your life," He says to us through Moses. Right there, even in the Old Testament, "the Lord is your life," it said so clearly. We may turn away to other gods of money and pleasure, but we will not find life there. However, if we turn to the Lord and His ways, recognizing that everything good and true and alive comes from the Lord, then we will truly find life. Then we will discover the same thing the angels at the tomb had discovered. He is not dead, but He has risen. The Lord is not to be found in the dead things of the world. Rather, he is to be found in the living things of life and spirit. The Lord rises to life in us each time we realize that life is not found in getting things for ourselves, but rather in giving to others. The Lord Jesus spent his entire life not getting for himself, but giving to others. He spent his life teaching and preaching and healing people of all manner of sicknesses, both physical and especially spiritual. That is what the Lord spent his life doing, and it is the reason that he could rise from death to life. And we also can find life and love when we follow the commandments of the Lord. And the core of all his commandments is that we should love one another as he has loved us. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen.